We continue our learning. We're in Avos Perek Vav, Braisa test. The next two Braisas are rather lengthy. We'll also here give just basic translation. Amar Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma. Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma said the following. Once I was traveling, person met up with me. I greeted him. He greeted me, and I greeted and responded. Amar Ali, Rabbi Meiz, Makamata. So he asked me, Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma, speaking. This person asked me, where are you from? I'm from a great city of Chachamim, Tamil Chachamim, and Sofrim, of teachers. Amar Li, so the person said to me, Rebbe, Ritzon Chashe Taduri Manubim Komeinu, he made me an offer. You want to live with us? I'll give you thousands of Dinrei Zahav, of Zuzim, of golden coins, and precious stones, and pearls. So Amarti Lo, so what was the response? Obviously he wanted him to come. He's going to teach Torah. Amarti Lo, Bini Matano, Sinli Kol Kesev Zahav, Avadim Tofus Magalus Reba Olam. Can you give me all the money, the gold and the silver in the world, precious stones, pearls, Eini Dar Ela Bimkom Torah. I'm only going to live in a place of Torah, in an environment, in a community of Torah. Why is that so? L'vishe B'shas P'tir Soshal Adam, Ein Melavin Lo La'adam Lo Kesev Lo Zahav, Lo Avadim Tofus Magalus, because I'm not taking that with me anyway. A person is not escorted out, he doesn't have the gold and the silver, the precious stones and the pearls to accompany him. Elatom asim tovim muvad. What does he take along with him? His Torah and his good deeds. Shneamar bishalechacha tanchel usach. This is a pasuk in Mishlei Perek Vav. Bishalechacha tanchel usach. When you're traveling, so what will guide you? Tanchel usach. Nacha nun hey means to guide. So what's going to direct you? What's going to guide you? The Torah will. B'shach b'chatish v'alecha. When you go to sleep, you lie down. The Torah will protect you. V'hakitzosa he sisichecha. And when you wake up, the Torah will be that which you speak. It will speak for you. So the Mishnah explains, the Braisa explains what each of these phrases refers to and why Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma declined the offer. The Torah, as you travel, journey through this world, the Torah will guide you. And when you go to sleep, when you lie down, what does that mean? It means the Torah will protect you when you're in the grave. That was the next phrase. And then it says, right? We say this pasuk when we make a seal. And when you awaken, so it will be that which speaks on your behalf. L'olam haba. That's a reference to the fact when you wake up in the world to come, it will speak on your behalf at times of Tchiyas HaMesim. When we judge, the Torah is going to speak. The Torah you studied will speak on your behalf, and you will be rewarded for all the Torah that you studied. So that's why I want to remain in a community of Torah scholars. V'chein kasev v'sever tilim al yidevet David of Melech Yisrael. Mishnah continues. And it says the same thing in Tehillim. What does David HaMelech say? Tovi Toras Picha Me'alfei Zahav V'chasef. So David said this in Tehillim as well. Similar to what we had in this pasuk, in the pasuk of B'Salacha Tancheh Usach, etc. in Mishlei Perek Vav. In Tehillim Perek Kuf Yutes, it says, pasuk Ayin Beis, the Torah of your mouth. Tovi Toras Picha Me'alfei Zahav. Hashem says, the Torah of your mouth is better for me. Or we say that. The Torah of, we're speaking to Hashem. The Torah of your mouth, Picha Hashem, your mouth. Tovi Toras Picha, the Torah that's coming from your mouth that you gave to Moshe Rabbeinu, that's been transmitted to us, is better for me, Me'alfei Zahav Achasef, from thousands of coins of gold and silver, Va'omer, and another pasuk, this is in Chagai Perek Beis, Liakasef, V'liha Zahav, Nu'um Hashem Tzvakos. Hashem says, the silver and the gold is mine, that's what Hashem says. And as we had another Mishnayos, what do we need these extra psukim? They seem to be teaching me the same thing. David HaMelech also says, Toras Picha Hashem, your Torah is more precious to me than gold and silver. So the answer is because David himself, he was wealthy. He had, as a melech, certainly, and he certainly used his gold and his silver for to give tzedakah and to involve himself in gemilas chesed. So maybe we'd say, so the same thing for David. Obviously, he views the money as something of great value and it was precious to him. So, and maybe if you're going to use it like David does, maybe that is more important to come to this to come to this community, and maybe you won't be in the same community of Torah scholars. You'll teach a little bit of Torah. You won't be involved in that much Torah, but you'll have all of this money and could use it to give to do charity like David HaMelech did. So the answer is, even David says, Tovli Toras Picha Ma'afezo HaVachasu. With all the money that I had and all the chesed that I did with that money, all the tzedakah that I gave, still, I look at Hashem's Torah as even more precious than that. What's the last pasuk? Hashem says, we say in Chagai, Liyah Kesef, Liyah Zovnim Hashem Tzvakos, which means the money all belongs to Hashem anyway. So if Hashem wants, I don't need to take that money. Hashem wants the money to be given to someone, the many needy people. So let that money not come to me. Let the money, Hashem can directly, it had to come through me. Hashem can direct that money to someone else. And in that way, so the people who need it will receive it, because all the money belongs to Hashem and it anyway. What's the issue? What's the problem with going to another community that needs a Torah scholar to teach Torah? So some of Mefarshim explain that there may be nothing wrong with that. There may be the issue of being in the Torah environment, but sometimes if we want to teach Torah, sometimes we have to go into a desert sometimes in order to share our Torah with others and leave the comfort of the base measures, the comfort of the communities that where people are immersed in Torah. But the problem here is, some of Farshim say, is the way the offer was made. He Amar Li, if you go back to the Mishnah, says, Rebbe Ritzoncha Shetadur Imanu Bim Komenu. So he didn't say, would you like to come and teach Torah in our community? Would you like to come and live with us? Coming and live with us, it means you're going to live with us. It means that the key here is not so much maybe the Torah is going to teach, but the fact that he's going to be in the community. Maybe the community will be happy to say, look, we have a Torah scholar here. But it doesn't mean that the Torah scholar is going to be the authority in the community. They're going to remain the authority, and they're going to hold the Torah scholar up as a representative, not necessarily of their values, but as if to show that they are a Torah community as well. When in fact, the Torah, the Talmud Chacham who they bring in, this Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma, in fact, is not going to have the final say in Psak Halacha and creating a Torah environment in that community. Perek Vav, Braisa Yud. Five acquisitions Hashem has made in his world. Now, what does that mean? Hashem is Kona, the whole world belongs to him. So the idea of acquisitions means that these are things that are precious to Hashem. These are treasures. So we call them acquisitions, even though the whole world belongs to Hashem, but these are things that are very special to him, so we call them kinyanim. We make a kinyan on something, means that I have special ownership over something. So there's something dear to Hashem about these five things that we call kinyanim. Elohim, what are they? These are Torah, kinyan echad. Shemayim va'aretz is kinyan echad, is another one. Heavens and the earth. Avram kinyan echad, Avram Avinu is another kinyan. Yisrael kinyan echad, the Jewish people. And finally, the fifth, Beis HaMikdash kinyan echad. And here, we now going to bring a proof text for each and every one of these. Torah Minayin, how do we know that Torah is one of those special kinyanim? Dechsiv, Hashem kanani reishis darko, Keret Kedem Mifalov Me'az. Pasuk in Mishlei Perekhes. What is the Hashem acquired me? This is now. This is talking about the Torah. Hashem acquired me. This is as if the Torah is talking. Hashem Kanani. Hashem acquired me, which is the Torah. Reishis Darko, which is the beginning of Hashem's beginning of the world, beginning of the time. In fact, before he created the world. Kedem Mifalov Me'az. Me'az, before Mifalov, before he created his works, before he did anything. Created the world, the Torah was already there. It was a kinyan that Hashem made. So that is Torah, that is Hashem's kinyan. Shemayim va'aretz, meaning how do you want a Shemayim va'aretz, is a kinyan. Dechsiv komar Hashem, Hashemayim kisi, v'aretz ha'tam ha'gloy. This is a pasuk in the Shabbos Rosh Chodesh of Torah. Eizeh vayis asher teruli ve'eizeh makom menuchasi. What does the pasuk here say? Hashem says, the heavens are my throne, the earth is my footstool. Eizeh, what bayis, what home are you going to build for me? What? How can you possibly build me a home? Is it coming to Chosi? Where can I possibly rest? After all, Hashem is everywhere. And then we quote another pasuk, Omer Ma Rabu Masecha Hashem Kulam Michochma Asisa. Well, what are how great, how numerous are Hashem's works? Hashem did create anything with wisdom. Malaretz Kinyanecha. The world is full of Hashem's acquisitions. So what? Here we have two psukim. We're trying to prove that Shemayim Va'aretz are Hashem's, what Hashem created. So how do I know that from these two psukim? Well, if the Shemaim is Hashem's throne, so obviously that's Hashem's throne. That's his that's his palace. That's where, as the king of the universe, so that's where he resides. So then we understand very well why that would be a kinyan to him, because that's a very precious place for him. But the problem is that Haaretz is Ha'adom Ragloi. The problem is that the earth, it may be his acquisition, but maybe not as precious as we think, because it's only his footstool. So Hashem says in this pasuk that there's no place, really, no structure that a human being can build that can house him. He fills the entire universe. But to describe that the Aretz only Hadom Raglai, only his footstool, so is that really, what we'd call that a kinyan? And that's why we need the next pasuk, the Ma Rabba Masach Hashem Kula Mechaha Masisa Mala Aretz Kinyonecha. Oh, so there here we have the word Kinyan with respect to the earth. Obviously, the earth is his kinyan as well. Avram B'nai, how do we know Avram is one of these five precious kinyanim of Hashem? Dechsid vayivarchehu vayomar. Parshas Lech Lecha. This is after Avram defeated the four kings, and Malkit Tzedek Melech Shalem comes and says, Baruch Avram Lekel Elyon Konei Shamayim Va'aretz. So here's a reference to, it's actually a reference to Hashem, that Hashem is the one who acquires Shamayim Va'aretz. Rashi makes this point. Rashi says that, and I'll read from Rashi, Shebar Kadosh Baruch Hu, it means like this. Hashem blesses Avraham. Baruch Avraham, or Avraham should be blessed to Kel Elyon, because Hashem is the Konei Shamayim Va'aretz, but Avraham is the one, through him, Shamayim Va'aretz will continue. He will allow the Shamayim Va'aretz to be sustained. As the Pasuk says, and that's what we mean. Because he is Avraham, because Hashem is the Konei Shamayim Va'aretz, and Avraham, though, is blessed, and it's Bishvilo Ha'olam Miskayim. Why? Says Rashi, the Fishahu Ki Reves Abrios Tachas Kanfei Ashchina. He brought people under the wings of heaven. He brought people to monotheism, the Hechzir and the Mutav, and brought them back to good, to living a life of serving Hashem. So therefore, we view Avraham as a kinyan, Konei Shamayim Va'aretz. That's a reference to Avram, and therefore Avram is one of those five kinyanim. You show me nine. How do I know the Jewish people are one of those? Is number four on the list. So this is Karnisa, the Amzu, this nation Hashem acquired. And this is a pasuk in the Shira, of course. And then we have another pasuk, the holy ones, referring to the Jewish people that are in the earth, and my desire, Hashem says, is for them. So what do I mean in another pasuk? You mentioned that the Jewish people, Amcha Hashem, Amzu Kanisa. So what do I need the second pasuk, the Kedoshim, to say the Jewish people are holy, etc., and Asher Baretz in the land? Okay, fine. Very nice that they're holy people. But I have the Kanisa already. So the answer is, according to some Mefarshim, is that after, of course, Hashem acquired us. We were slaves. Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. Of course, we now were enslaved to him. We're subjugated to him. We owe him. And of course, with his kinyan, by taking us out of Mitzrayim at the time of the Shira, Amzu Kanis, of course Hashem acquired us. But how do I know that we're so precious to him? Oh, because we have another pasuk in Tehillim, Perek Tezayin, Likdoshim Asher Ba'aretz Hema. So that's telling us, no, in fact, we are holy to Hashem, and we are precious, and we are the part of Kol Cheftiba of Asher Ba'aretz in the earth, that we know Hashem has acquired. We are the Kedoshim. We are a people that Hashem not only acquired us because he took us out of Mitzrayim, but he acquired us because we are dear to him, we're holy to him. And then Beis HaMikdash, Hanuman and Beis HaMikdash is one of these five dear acquisitions of Hashem. Dechsiv machon l'shivtecha pa'alta Hashem mikedash Hashem konanu yadecha. So this is also a pasuk from the Shira. So the Mikdash, the Beis HaMikdash, that sanctuary is is that which Hashem's hands has established. Now, we know Hashem built the Mikdash. She is the one who was, we say that Hashem is the one who establishes the Kedusha in that Mikdash. But how do I know that? So then we have another pasuk. Va'omer vayvi'eim el gavul kodsho harzeh kansa yimino. It's a pasuk in Tehillim Perek Ayin Ches. Hashem brought the Jewish people to his sacred gavul, sacred border, Har Zeh, this mountain, obviously Har Moriah, Zeh Kansa Yimino, his right hand has acquired. So it's true we speak about Hashem establishing the Mikdash, but the Kinyan itself we only see in this next pasuk. That's where we need the second pasuk. And others explain, though, from the first pasuk is very clear that Hashem has considers the Mikdash precious. Because here it says Kadanu Yadecha. The Gemara in Ksuvos makes this point. Hashem used two hands to establish to the Mikdash. And when it came to Shemayim Va'aretz, so the pasuk says that Hashem only used one hand. Af Yadi Yasta Eretz. The pasuk says in Shayo Perek Mem Ches, Af Yadi, my hand, Yasta Eretz, laid the foundation of the earth. So Hashem says there, Yadi, one hand. And here, that's Shemayim Va'aretz. Here, Konanu Yadecha, the Mikdash is both of Hashem's hands. So certainly the Mikdash is great if Hashem considers that which he laid the foundation for with one hand, that's one of his kinyanim, the Shemayim Va'aretz. So certainly, Kanu Yodecha, with two hands, that's undoubtedly is something that is precious to Hashem, is one of his kinyanim. So then what do we need the other pasuk for? This pasuk in Perek Ayin Ches and Tehillim, Hashem brought the Jewish people to Gavur Kodsho, Har Zeh Kansa Yimino, this mountain. So some of the Farshim explain that this pasuk adds the fact that Hashem has acquired not only the Mikdash, but even Har HaMoriah itself. The whole Har HaBayis is also part of us, Hashem's kinyanim. So we have five kinyanim: Torah, Shemayim Va'aretz, Avraham, Yisrael, and the Beis HaMikdash. The Rashi makes a point and says, interestingly, here there seems to be some type of error. Why is that so? He says, "V'kama gimgum yesh bedavar l'fisho inyan nira be'enei shehabraisa lo nichtava kitikna." I don't think this price was written properly. The only three things that Hashem says are his kinyanim: Torah, Shemayim Va'aretz, V'Yisrael. And there's no Mikdash, and there's no Avraham. And not only that, maybe Raya, L'Shemayim Va'aretz, may also a pasuk. What's the Raya that Shemayim Va'aretz are Hashem's kinyan? So we said, Shemayim Va'aretz, that's based on Hashemayim Kisi, Hashem's throne. And then we quote a pasuk, Ma Rabba Masecha. And what pasuk do we quote that Avraham is Hashem's kinyan? Kone Shemayim Va'aretz. Now, that we connect, Baruch Avim Lekel Yom Kone Shem Ha'aretz, that made a lot of sense. But the simple understanding of that phrase, Kone Shem Ha'aretz, Hashem, is the one who possesses, who acquires Shemayim Va'aretz. And there in the Gemara, maybe Raya L'Shemayim Va'aretz, may also have Pasuk Shenem of Avraham, Kone Shemayim Va'aretz. So there must be some mistake. Is Kone Shem Ha'aretz a proof for Avraham, or is that a proof for Shemayim Va'aretz? There the Gemara in Pesachim says that's the proof of Shemayim Va'aretz. And there is no Avraham on the list. So Rabbi Jirashi claims there may be some mistake. This price has five kinyanim, that has three. What's the pasuk that's the source of Shemayim Va'aretz? That seems to be somewhat subject to debate.